Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If. Only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
From the vault.
That's even that's the worst one yet.
That was a cat, a geriatric cat.
We got to work on this door opening thing.
It should be like.
No, that's bad too. I'm not good. I'm not saying I'm good, but they were both bad at this.
I don't know what that's supposed to be. Yo, it's From the Vault. Reality Gays from the Vault. Back when we were called 90 Day Gays. And we were, before Discovery sued us, and
sent us that letter.
And we were doing Love is Blind Season 1. It was behind a paywall, but we're to celebrate the premiere of Love is Blind Season 3. We're dropping this on our free feed so you guys can see what our Love is Blind coverage
it's
is
so good.
Like.
And we're going to be redoing Episode 10, because as you hear us, Crowdcast
failed us. We're just talking about Crowdcast like it's the best thing since sliced bread.
Oh, the best thing. Yeah.
If you were a listener back then, you remember you remember the fall of Crowdcast.
It in a blaze of glory. Just, woo.
Like, it went from the bet, like, the, like splitting the atom,
yeah,
to just the Edsel in a day. That's the first Edsel reference I'll make.
I don't even know what that is.
It was a car that was supposed to be considered the best car ever, and it was a bomb.
Ah, well, that tracks.
It's fun when I have to explain the references.
Well,
that has never changed.
That's never changed. No. So this is episode 3. Poodle, what happened in episode 3?
I listened to this one.
Because you listened.
Y'all, which is kind of true, it happened in season 2 as well. Every time we left the pods, we have this kind of nostalgia for them.
Yeah.
Because that's the best part of the show.
It is.
And this is the episode when halfway through the episode, they fly off. I think they go to Mexico this season.
They go to Cancun.
Yeah.
Because it's Lord. In episode 4, yeah.
Who wants to go to Cancun?
Well, they had no budget. They had to go somewhere cheap. Everybody in Oklahoma wants to go to Cancun. It's fine. I'd rather go somewhere
else. Go to PV.
PV, or everybody goes to Tulum now.
Yeah, Tulum.
It's too late, though. Now it's crowded.
All the gays.
Well, they're PV, too, yeah.
But Tulum is kind of like even the more the shishier.
Yeah.
Every gay Instagrammer, influencer.
It's very boho chic. Yeah.
Tulum. I swear when I was Tulum.
The water is supposed to be unbelievable there.
I'm sure it is. So we missed the pods. This was where we heard this great, I don't know if there's a little band called U2, not the one you're thinking of, but you know, all the interstitial music they have on the show.
We talked a lot about the music.
This was U2, Y-O-U, T-O-O, !!
Oh.
And the Children's Chorus of Ocala, Florida.
Oh, yes. Okay, there we go.
Very, very popular.
Hope they're doing well now.
Yeah. I don't know where Ocala is.
It's that's where my brother used to live. It's like central Florida. It's probably like 2 hours.
Sounds lovely.
2 hours northeast, probably about, or maybe an hour and a half northeast of Tampa.
Inland.
And just humid.
Just
humid.
Pass!
It was very humid there. We went on a treasure hunt, and I remember I was sweating like buckets.
A treasure hunt? We can't get into this in the introduction of the show. I'm already putting a stop to it. So, y'all, this was the episode that we had the
kind of combustible, flaming end of LC. Do you remember?
Oh, LC. LC.
We loved her.
Oh, we did love LC.
And she kind of, she was attached to Barnett, and she also went on dates with Mark. Remember?
Yep.
And then, of course, because Barnett was in this, like, thing with Jessica and Amber and LC.
I forgot about that.
That was the rhombus.
That was the first rhombus. I forgot about that. God, this season was good.
And we loved her.
We loved her. We didn't get to see her again until after the altar.
Until after the altar, when she had been dating Mark.
Yes.
And now we hate him.
Yeah, well, we hate Mark.
So
who knew? We really went hard for Jessica in this. And
yeah,
boy, y'all, we're not gonna re-listen to our episodes of After the Altar. We're only doing Love Is Blind,
yeah,
because After the Altar really wasn't that long ago.
She gets redeemed,
but listen to those because she gets very redeemed.
And I still go really hard on her.
You do.
And this is peak. When my impression of her starts to take hold.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I figured it out. So we also talk about the debate of shaving balls versus trimming.
Oh.
Or shaving pubes in general.
Okay.
And Sissy's had lots of opinions that kept her Sissy Squad busy for weeks.
That's funny. You talked about trimming body hair in episode 4 as well. We'll get to that.
I'm nothing but not repetitive. And this was the episode where we were still a little shocked by Carlton and Diamond. And in episode 4, it gets even worse.
The blow up happens. Yeah.
Yeah. And
God, what an ass.
And we also had an in memoriam segment where we said goodbye, I think, to all the people in the pods who we never really knew.
We didn't do that.
LC, little person Rory, who was a PA.
Rory, yeah.
I can't remember the others, but like there were so many. We just called one woman Tall Woman.
We did call them. Well, you bring that up. This season showed way more of the people. They've gotten slicker in the editing. They only show now pretty much.
Yeah,
who's going to be in the pod?
You're right.
That's it. Because we didn't get that other tall blonde woman for season. Well, never mind. We can't talk about it.
No! Shh! We're going to get sued.
I forgot. We watched early. Yeah. I'll have to take that out.
But that's y'all, this episode, things are heating up here in episode 3.
Yeah. This is where it gets sad because we're missing the pods, but it gets good.
Yeah. And I think, is this when the next episode is when all the exes meet, right?
We'll talk about it. In the intro of episode 4.
Ooh, enjoy the vault. Still terrible.
Bad.
Should be fine with hearing. I think it's a great idea. I'm going to try to work on that.
It was.
No. Okay. You have a dismissive okay.
No. Y'all, I've been waiting for 5 minutes for someone to fix himself a
I'm
drink.
I'm getting settled.
And then he said, I have this idea. And I said, that's great.
No,
I'm in go mode.
You did not say it that way. Okay.
I went, okay.
You went, okay. Y'all, you know, in any kind of business thing, okay, means fine, do what you want.
I'm in show mode.
Yeah, I'm always in show mode. Doesn't matter what time of day.
That's what they called you in college.
Oh, there goes old show mode. Love is blind.
Love is blind.
Love is blind.
It's 90 Day Games presenting
Love is Blind.
I do. We hear your colostomy bag. You ring.
Ding, ding, ding. It's got a bicycle thing on it. Little bell. Ring, ring.
Y'all, this is Love Is Blind.
This is 90 Day Gays Presents Love Is Blind.
Yes, 90 Day Gays.
Why do you always insist on minimizing my title?
I'm Matt, a.k.a. Maddie.
And I'm Jake, a.k.a. Poodle.
Y'all, marriage is a bad, and that smell that you smell that's burning your nose, that's Poodle's vodka.
And I have a dinner date after this, so hopefully I'm not wasted.
Wasted.
I just went into Australian. I almost said wiped out, but I meant wasted.
This show had a weird transition, but.
It did, and this has probably been my biggest problem with the show, is after episode 3, we move into a familiar kind of trope with reality shows.
It was really interesting before, and I told Poodle while we were watching this, I don't know if I'm as interested in this now. Yeah. However, you've seen a couple episodes. Is it worth it to stay in for our listeners?
Yeah, it is. It's worth it only to see what the crazies are going to do.
I guess it's like a blessing, or it's double-edged sword, because we're out of this kind of interesting house dynamic. However, but now we're in more familiar stuff, so people that are crazy will have more room to
and
be
I'm gonna
crazy.
And I'm going to miss the pods. I'm sorry to say that, because it was a weird... but I loved how people would behave in the pods.
Yes. Do you think people were behaving nicer in the pods?
No, it was just much more about... When one of your senses is gone. Like when you can't smell... you can hear better.
It's true. And we read body language. I mean, it is a different language. So,
but I think we can tell who people are through their voice and how they interact. But I think we tell who they are in a deeper way. Because I think all of us, regardless of what, when we're on a date, you guys, when someone's seeing us, we're performing. We're all performing to be someone we think the other person wants. It's really hard to kind of like, when people say, just be yourself. Do you know how hard that is to be?
That's true.
Just in any way to be, do any of us know who that is?
I wonder, though, if it's kind of to play a little bit of devil's advocate for that, in that there's so much, there is so much on a subconscious level of what we read into when we see body language.
I agree.
And
we're,
so it's like, and I feel like we see that sometimes. One of these, like when Diamond is around Carlton,
yeah,
and she sees his body language and the way he says things, her gut is telling her something is off. And
something
she wasn't able to read that in his voice.
That's
and in his
true.
Words.
When she first saw him, you noticed her response.
Because we control our voice and our words in a conscious level, but our body reacts and gives us away.
Yeah, and
unless
I have
you're a fucking sociopath.
And I normally have a very deep, manly voice. But I'm not using it on this podcast.
Wait, that's when the microphone's in your asshole.
Hey, this is Jake. Welcome to my cavern.
Hello.
Ye who enter
hello.
Shall get ass and may never return.
Basically.
Okay, I'm back.
I do not speak that way, but I think the most important thing for me is that
we get to see them with their shirts off.
That's a good thing.
And
but I think it is for me is they are we're getting into something that they do see each other for the first time and they're having to reconcile all that, which I've been on first dates before where. If I blocked them out of what their appearance looked like, I would probably keep dating them. But that the whole thing doesn't match up.
But it's not even just their appearance. It's probably just because...
There's something in their body language. You're right.
There's something the way they're telling you says...
Yeah, that something they're telegraphing me something that I can't see in their body language that says... Danger, danger, Will Robinson.
Which I actually think that's what you should listen to more than what they're saying.
I agree because this has been
an interesting show.
I have been on a date with a guy who on paper looked perfect. Mm-hmm. And we talked to each other. Soon as we got together, I knew this person was like tons of like nervous energy, he would say.
Mm.
And it may be because he was nervous about meeting me. He even told me he was.
Was it when you said together, did you realize it's together meaning like on a date or meaning you were riding him like a rhinestone cowboy on his dick and then realized it was weird?
I resent that implication. And I have control over people I sleep with.
So you didn't sleep with him?
I did not.
Oh, wow. Y'all, you're one. That guy should buy a lotto ticket because he's got numbers on his side.
It's like that white rhino. Y'all, you know you're special when I say no. I think our pen for the Sissy Squad should be a white rhino.
It should. A white rhino. Oh, that made my stomach hurt a little bit.
I know, I'm hungry.
Let's talk about these weddings. No, from
We're
laughing.
Not, no,
like
proposals.
Or proposals. I keep saying weddings. It's not. It's a proposal. Let's talk about Damien and Gigi.
Gigi and Damien's. First of all, Gigi, we were left with this, and Gigi was like, kind of walking around, and you think she's gonna like break the window down and stab him for a minute there.
Yes,
it's like, I need to tell you something, y'all. She's dramatic. I don't know if anybody's realized that yet,
but y'all, I bet she's a fun woohoo girl.
I agree. So she's like, I don't believe in rules or labels, so I'm gonna propose. So
I loved it.
Damien Powers, do you want to marry me?
She got down on one knee, and I said, yes, bitch. Because
we've been
it.
Waiting for that.
And you know what? He's kind of the perfect guy for this because he's kind of a labradoodle.
He is a labradoodle.
He really is because he's just... And even when
more like a chocolate lab. He's a chocolate lab.
And even later when he's with her, he just kind of stares at her like, yeah. Hey, you're so pretty.
I did on my unboxing video of all my Valentines refer to Golden Retrievers as basic. And I stand by that.
They are sweet dogs, though. I love
They're
a Golden.
They're basic as fuck, though.
Oh, but I love a Golden. They're so sweet. They're the sweetest dogs.
You have to admit they're basic, though.
Oh, there's hair everywhere. I'd never have one.
But they're basic.
I mean, a little, yeah. It's kind of almost gotten to where, like... They're almost past basic, like a golden doodle or like a French bulldog is basic.
For gay people in L.A., they are.
And I love French bulldogs, though.
You know what? They have attitude issues.
Oh, I know one, my friend. It's so cute. Anyway, I love all dogs.
I like all dogs. I'm just saying some dogs are basic as fuck.
They are. It's true. It's true.
Chocolate Lab's basic, too, y'all. But you people who have chocolate labs, come at us because... It's okay to be basic.
It's okay to be basic. Mm-hmm. Now,
this bitch who I'm sitting next to is basic as fuck.
She's a basic whore.
I am not basic. You're basic. I'm basic about some things.
Thank you. When they saw each other, again, this was how it was supposed to be. It was very sweet. She literally ran to him.
I know.
In fucking heels.
And she can tell because she's got the gift too. Women can know when a guy's got a big old dick.
So I don't.
She knows.
I don't know if it happened on everybody else's screen, but on ours, Netflix kind of went kind of like fembot. And when she ran to him, she actually just did like kind of a John Travolta slide on her knees and just started to try to suck his dick.
Y'all. Gigi is a dick pig.
She found
like
right. She found the right match.
Y'all, Gigi is sex positive.
They're going to have beautiful children.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
So the way this works by this episode, y'all, we're going to talk about the proposals and kind of in the house stuff, and then we'll jump to kind of everybody.
And y'all, he's still got that weird vanity bow tie on his wrist.
And then he makes her put it on.
And then she puts it around her
neck. It's horrible.
It's so weird.
It's not good.
I did not like it. I don't love him by himself.
I don't either.
I like him with her.
Yes.
He just feels like a creep.
It's like that dog in cartoons, the one that jumps around and the other one's like, hey, George, where did we go, George?
Exactly.
What are we doing today, George? Do I get to touch your boob today, George? Do I get to get my dick in your vagina, George? Oh, can we have cheesecake?
You just ruined that for me, especially the cheesecake line. Should we talk about Mark and Jessica's proposal?
Yes, let's talk about Mark
because, y'all,
Jessica.
This can only lead to good.
Wow. Speaking of basic,
talk about sloppy seconds.
His proposal was the most basic.
It was basic.
It was all Instagram memes.
That's so true.
It was.
But the thing is, I think he honestly believes what he says.
He's 24. What life experience do you have when you're 24 unless you're precious?
It's true.
You know what I mean?
I do believe he's probably a good dicker. He'll give you it the low, a good hard 4.5. And it'll be thick.
I want to tease you. I want to please you.
Don't sing Keith Sweat again.
I want to show you, baby, that I need you.
Okay, enough.
Okay.
Anyway, so they see each other.
We should have on a shirt, okay, enough.
They see each other. She loses it, or she's losing it during the proposal.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And like, she's behind the couch and not by the glass, which to me speaks for intimacy issues.
I wrote, this is like watching a car crash.
It is. He's like, and he says, like,
are you
when
okay?
times are tough, it's hard to let people in, yada, yada. But literally, look at the people that are really intimate with each other. Think about Cameron and Lauren. Literally, they're both on each side of the glass with their hands up.
And it's like half and half.
He's
50,
like on 50. The couch. She is literally behind the couch with a couch between her. I'm telling you.
And she's on the floor.
That speaks to like how.
And then we see it play out. And then she falls and he's like, hello? And she goes, yes.
And then
yes.
We,
I love you.
Oh my God.
I love you. Yes. Yes! Oh my God!
She's
oh, Mark, I love you.
Insufferable and
can I break in and say that I think half of this quote unquote game is about winning for her.
You know what I wrote for? I wrote about that for Amber and Barnett. It's people. It's like this is gross because people are wanting to win because
they want to beat the others. Yeah, it's gross.
Falling in love and marriage should not be winning. You know. Also, Jessica says like. Before he proposed, when he's proposing, she's like,
I feel like God put me here.
God put me here for a reason.
I am woo-woo. I believe in God. I believe God puts us in here. I believe reasons for seasons, all that shit.
I don't think God put you in a pod underneath Simi Valley.
God did not put her here.
No.
She was working at a Dick's Last Resort as a Bud Light girl. And a casting director.
She is a regional manager.
And a casting director
how
named Yanni saw you and he thought you were pretty and fun. That's how you got here, Jessica.
You know what? She is a fun girl. Like
she's the
fun,
Bud Light girl at Dick's Last Resort. Mm-hmm. Doesn't even work for Dick's Last Resort. She is like 1099 and she just shows up
she's
to give you Bud Light. Yes.
I hope you beat AB5, Jessica. Y'all, that's a California joke, by the way. AB5 is an independent contractor rule, which we all fucking hate here.
It actually is because of my law office. You didn't know that?
Are you serious?
Yeah, you didn't know that? So the Dynamex case for the drivers, one of our attorneys, because we do a little bit of labor cases, he took that to the California Supreme Court
to
the Ninth Circuit.
Well, thanks for fucking all of us.
And then that got passed because of him.
Thanks.
And ironically, he's an actor.
And now he's fucked.
I think they're thinking about reversing it.
They are
it.
Thinking about repealing it. No, because it's fucking everybody. This whole city is built on independent contractors.
It's true.
Like, all the, like, writers? Are you kidding?
It's true. Then they meet, y'all. There's nothing to say. They meet. They cry. They're, like, kissing and stuff. And
this
then,
is Mark and Jessica.
And who knew? There's this song with, like, this man and this woman. And y'all... People, it's called "This Is Your Soul to Take," yo, and it's like this kind of.
This is your soul to take.
I had to Shazam this because I wasn't sure. This is what did I even look? This is U2, actually. It sounds like U2, and it is U. It's YouTube and the Children's what? Chorus of Ocala, Florida. Who knew?
Spelled. U-O-U-Y-O-U-T-O-O.
Oh, yeah, it's not Bono. He goes by Bono. Yeah, exactly. U-2.
U, comma, two with an exclamation mark.
It's true. Now,
Ocala, Florida.
Ocala, Florida. Come at me if you're from Ocala, Florida.
I will say they did spend this show has been a little bit more in music licensing because the music's a little bit better.
It's a little bit better. Do you want to talk? Do we talking about LC now or do you want to talk about Barnett and Amber?
Both of them. I want to do all of them in a triad.
Go ahead, lead me in. Cuckold me. So,
talk about cuckolding, y'all. Well, not really. She's just like he's just y'all. Barnett's fucking over LC. He's gaslit her and
it's
said,
horrible.
You know, you're the girl. And she finally went, he's like, it's not you, LC. And almost in a bachelor way. And she's like, well, fuck this shit. I'm leaving.
He's a piece of shit.
And y'all, she's one of the prettiest girls in there.
Oh, I think so too.
And one of the most interesting
and
ones.
And intelligent.
Agreed.
Although, clearly, her rate, but you know, I bet you, I wonder if she would
He told her what she wanted
to hear. And if she saw him in person, she probably wouldn't be as into him. Elsie, if you're listening.
You're not.
You can come in our show.
Please come on our show.
I sound like I'm Miriam. You can come in our show.
Come in our show. You want a baguette? Apparently we said that in a Patreon. And somebody loved it.
I want a baguette.
I want a baguette.
Marie, the baguette.
But Barnett, Elsie, you got a gift, and you can come and talk to you. But you got a gift.
You weren't attached to that fucking ball and chain.
You weren't going to get HPV and a baby that he's not going
to
take care
Monchichi
of.
To that Monchichi hair.
Yeah, he does have Monchichi. He does kind of look like a chia pet.
Yeah, his hairline is really low, y'all.
You were right. I thought he was so hot, and I still think he's a great kisser, and I think he can fuck like nobody's business.
But he's a fucking disaster.
He's a disaster.
He's the ultimate fuckboy who you would not wish on your best friend.
But this
like
is,
if your best friend was dating him, yes. You would have to intervene.
This is what I told Poodle, though. Second season, they need to fucking put Elsie on here.
I agree. She needs to be, like, way up there.
Yes, exactly. So let's talk about Barnett and Amber, which...
Gross.
He's gross. He's pacing around. And why did they... They use these really dramatic shots with them.
Yeah, and they did, like, she was, like, without makeup in one.
Without makeup with it close up on her...
Felt like a SEAL video. Johnny Cash, you're the only one who makes this me feel this ring of burning fire. No, that's just your herpes, honey.
That's just your herpes, Barnett.
Mm-hmm.
Just your herpes. He's like pacing around too. If somebody's going to ask me to marry them, I just want like a woman, a man. Like I want someone to just stand there and ask me and not pace it around like this.
And not pussyfoot?
Yes.
Well, I mean, to be fair, they've known each other for 6 days.
Okay, fine.
However, if I'm being proposed to, you're right. I want it to be, if I'm in a restaurant, we're proposing, I want it to be a genuine thing and not like, so maybe we should get married.
Exactly.
Or,
yes, yes.
But I don't want it to be in like a thing of champagne. Don't give it to me in some basic way. Y'all come at us for your good proposal stories. We've already talked about shitty proposals.
Well, you come at your good proposals.
Give us your creative proposals.
Like he came at you so good, you just wanted him to come at you in the next five minutes.
Come at us on our sissy squad.
Come at us on our sissy squad.
Or on our Patreon comments.
Our Gatreon comments.
You can call it Gatreon. That's fine.
It's fine.
So we get to the actual proposal. So he's going to propose to Amber. He tells Elsie to fuck off.
He does. And I put they are perfect together because they're going to both fuck other people.
I don't know if Amber will fuck other people intentionally, but when he fucks someone else,
she
is going to go out and like fuck five guys in a night.
Hi-ya, 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 ha.
Ha, 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 ha. Asshole.
That's what she's
going to do. Anyway, y'all, yeah, and trust me, Amber's one who can burn through five guys in a night that.
Like, and she would know, meaning Poodle. you know what I put? And I think
as long as you keep your grinder open, y'all.
It's true.
They just keep, they just keep talking to you.
Two things I thought. One, Barnett's mother is going to hate her.
Yeah, she's a woohoo girl.
She's a woohoo girl.
And mothers don't like woohoo girls.
They don't like woohoo girls. And my second thing is, they both want to be reality stars.
Yeah, I agree with that.
They're not looking for love. They both want to be on reality stars.
I find her absolutely repellent, and I have since she was on. I can understand why Jessica is the way she is, because she's got a whole story.
Yeah.
But Amber tries so hard, and God, I fucking
hate
her.
She tries so hard not to be her.
Yeah. I really fucking hate her.
It's almost like what you see in Carlton. You really can feel off when someone's so hard to not be themselves.
You know, that's true. Carlton bothers me a lot, too.
Those scenes were actually painful for me to watch.
Yeah, it was rough.
And we're going to talk about that. Are we in Cancun?
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale?
That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with her ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify.
With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Wait a minute. We are in Cancun.
I think before we go to Cancun, this brings us to a segment. What happened to Rory?
Let's remember those who we lost, because apparently we've just lost people.
I think you have a better memory than
me. I've got it all here. We went right from people we thought we were picking up. There was a lot of people in the bunker underneath Simi Valley than we thought. And we obviously are not even going to go to any of those. Can you hit it?
Goodbye, my friends.
Quieter. Thank you. Y'all, let's remember first Rory, the PA who Rory, the PA, y'all, who when one guy didn't show up, he had to be in there and like pumping up people. God bless Rory. He kind of had LPV, little person vibes, but it's fine. Then let's not forget about Taylor the Virgin. No one picked him, y'all.
Yesterday.
You're singing that better than Billie Eilish already. And then we had our like four black girls who we never saw again. One of them's name was something May. We had a couple other guys who we never ran into. There was a girl named Lexi who was blonde and pretty.
Lexi blonde.
We'll never see her again. And I believe there was one brunette girl who was in every group scene who kind of had a larger nose, but we never saw her again either.
She was probably Jewish before another job.
Exactly. Anyway, y'all. That was it. There was a couple other randos, but we're going to miss them.
Yesterday.
God bless those people. We never heard from them again.
In memoriam.
Like, we never met them again.
You're right. There was like four other black girls that we'll never see again. Ever.
That's true. I wrote D-E-D-D beside them to say which one of the ones was dead. Lily Mae was one of the black girls.
Well,
we never saw her again.
Don't matter. We're in Cancun now. Woo-hoo!
Yeah, fuck. There's only six couples left, y'all.
I have to say, this production has spent money because I have been to this resort.
Uh-oh.
We went for my mother's 60th birthday, and it was because she had a
timeshare. You know they spent a lot of money.
Because she had a timeshare, and it was very nice.
That's all we need to know.
It was very nice.
So
we in Cancun, we see Gigi and Damien, and she's like throwing his hat on him, and they're having like, a bunch of good times.
I don't want this to ever end. I kind of hate it when people say that.
Me too.
That means you're not in the present. It means you're thinking about the future. Just relax.
That's 80% of people.
Just relax, yeah. Everybody. Just relax.
So they're out on their patio dinner.
It's not ending. It's happening right now.
She's okay, basically saying, I love you more. And she's like, oh my God. She's kind of a foodie, you can tell. And she's like, oh, I love this. It tastes like truffles. He's like, I know chocolate truffles.
I know truffles. Chocolate.
Like, I know white truffles. Black truffles.
Black truffles.
I know pig truffles.
Pig truffles.
I know, what's those truffles that come in, like, Ferrero Rocher truffles?
I think that's all the truffles I know.
That's all the truffles I know. So,
it will
yeah.
be interesting to see, because Gigi is very smart.
She is, and she's very sexual. And she even says,
get down on
she
it.
She says, it's been 435 days.
It's been
because Gigi's got, y'all, Gigi's got Kardashian voice.
She does. She has sorority voice.
Yeah. Which means
435. It's been over a year since she got plugged, y'all.
Although she did say it was 350 something since I went to the beach and someone slapped my ass.
That counts for something.
Yeah.
That counts for
a good
something.
Ass slapping helps.
And then Gigi has read, I don't know if she's read her Bible, but she's read the book of Poodle because
I wrote this down too.
Because Davey says, what about dessert? And then Gigi says,
I am dessert. Used that line before.
I mean,
not gonna lie.
Not gonna lie. Probably with chocolate sauce on him, like one of Angela's paramours. How many different foods have you had on your body during sex?
I don't love it, but usually when we're eating dessert, I take the dessert from their hands and I just grab their hand and leave them to the bedroom.
So a little caramel sauce at least.
Yeah, there's a little bit. You just wipe it up with a towel. That's why y'all, when you're having sex a lot, you just keep little bathroom towels all the way around and do what I do. Ask like a Japanese airline, do they want a wet towel, a hot towel, or a dry towel? Because sometimes they want one or the other.
Are you talking about for cleanup?
Yeah. What were you talking about?
Who wants a cold towel for cleanup?
No, dry towel or a wet towel. Hot towel, hot towel.
Okay. Wow. China's still too soon.
Anyway, so whenever you're fucking somebody, y'all, decide what to offer them.
That's true.
A dry towel or a wet towel.
Y'all, come at us. How do you be hospitable in sex?
And tell someone to fuck off and get out.
That is how. Like, let me get this towel for you.
Can I get you some water?
Friend, I'll be right with you.
I'm telling y'all, can I get you some water means, all right, I'm done.
It means somebody else is coming over later and it ain't you. That's what it means.
No, it means I'm tired.
Like
get the fuck
out. When we had to end the podcast short because you were fucking someone.
No, I was very kind about that.
That's Gigi and Damien. So the next couple is Kelly and Kenny. Kelly and Kenny. Kelly and Kenny Realty. What can I do for you?
Kelly and Kenny Realty.
So maybe you have more. This is literally.
I have almost nothing.
This is literally what I wrote for them. It's one sentence. And it says, they are boring, but in love. That's all I have.
Yeah, and like, I'm telling you, y'all, if you go to a good sandwich place, you have your sandwich, and it's going to be great, but sometimes sandwich places have really good potato salad, and that potato salad's there. Sometimes they have okay potato salad.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just want a little bit of a different bite than your sandwich.
Yeah.
And you eat that potato salad, and it's fine.
I want potato salad so bad now, you bitch.
Okay.
I'm hungry.
Well, sometimes we want potato salad.
Do you tell me you wouldn't want potato salad right
I
now?
I love potato salad. But most people's potato salad at sandwich places aren't good.
No, you have to get homemade.
I agree. Most of it's too mayonnaise-y
unless
or
like
too
a
mustardy.
French potato salad,
oh,
those are good.
Oh, I love it when it's warm. No, it's German potato salad.
Oh,
German,
is it German
potato
that's
salad.
Warm? I love those.
Mm-hmm. That's really good. But most places will give you a little cup of potato salad. It's not good. Or macaroni salad.
The fact that we talked 5 minutes about potato salad and not
Kelly
and Kenny.
Kelly and Kenny isn't very interesting.
Now, I will say, Kenny looks more attractive in the real world than in the house.
Yeah, the lighting is good.
Yeah.
I still find him kind of like pine lumber, just lacking.
He is a good kisser. He looks like he kisses her well.
This is what I told. Y'all know, here's, this is something. This is the secret with Kenny. And women, come at us, because Poodle and I have no idea. I think Kenny is that man who's going to munch on your beaver for an hour.
Oh, yeah. I can tell it, too.
He's just going to give you the best head
just
of your
tongue
life.
Well, go.
He's just like, woo.
There was something in the air that night.
And while he's down there, you're just
that
like,
night, kinda lingers.
I'm telling you.
That was racist.
No, I mean, they're in Mexico. You're just feeling it. So come at us, ladies.
That
if you
song
think,
doesn't belong from that area of Mexico, but that's fine.
To let us know if you think he would give it to you.
Give it to you.
Give it to you. We're already halfway through. This might be a short show, y'all. Sorry, there wasn't a lot.
There wasn't a lot in this show.
There wasn't.
And we refuse to pad.
We don't pad.
No.
Thank you.
Should we talk about
Cameron?
Cameron and Lauren?
Yes.
First of all, he can't stop touching her.
I know. It's a little creepy and a little sweet. What did you take
I would in? Think it would be I would think it'd be sweet until I'd be like, doing something, and I'm like, yeah, get your fucking hands off me.
He has...
Although, with that hands, I don't think I would ever mind him, because he has such a gentle touch. He's like a gentle giant. His touch is always, like, soft.
You know, I was looking at her Instagram, at 90 Day Gays, everybody, and some people think that they're a little creeped out by him. Some people think he's a creeper.
He's got a little bit of a vibe that's... he's always a little bit like on like two Klonopin.
I just think, honestly, I just think he's very probably like this.
He's,
I think
a scientist.
He's just a nerd.
Yeah.
I think he's a scientist nerd.
Oh, I think he's so hot.
I think he's attractive too. And I think he's very, I think he's sweet too. I am a little concerned of how he trims his chest hair.
Yeah, I agree. It's like there's no treasure trail.
It's just like a, what is it?
I guarantee you, like his pecs look really hot.
And he's got a hair on
his
chest.
And he has
pecs,
a red beard, which is strange.
That's fine.
And then all of a sudden, there's just a line, and there's no treasure trail in his lower stomach. It's weird.
Cut to you 3 weeks from now, Lauren's going to take care of that. She's like, baby, why don't you just trim it this
way? I feel
way?
Like, though, he probably trimmed, because straight guys trim their pubes all the time to make their dicks look bigger.
Yeah.
Gay guys don't do that, guys.
Some do, some don't.
Well, like, everyone trims a little bit.
I know. Straight guys trim it down a lot.
Yeah, way down.
Yeah.
Because they think that girls really love that.
I think girls do really love that.
Really?
Yeah, I know.
Come at us if you like a guy with
A lot of girls don't like bush, I don't think.
Most of gay guys I know are like, oh, my God.
It's different. I had to because, you know, the redhead thing. They wanted, you know.
Oh, because then when they looked at
down,
you, would say,
yeah.
Oh, why does your hair not match? Sorry.
Moving on.
Oh, wait. I just gave away that he's not a natural redhead, y'all.
You know what?
That's like a Lucy secret I just gave away.
People already knew. You know what? And I'm not ashamed to admit it. I colored that, too.
you did not.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
They thought it was the real. I mean, literally.
That's a lot of work, y'all.
I would have people. Not really. You just put it all on and then lay down and drink a beer. And then you're done.
Just like sex for you.
Just like sex. I mean, I had one guy who actually.
It's a fetish for a lot of people.
Barely touched him. He came, and I just like barely touched his balls, and he came just like rubbing my pubes.
Okay, let's
now
move
we're
on.
Married. No, it's not him. Cameron and Lauren. So he's just staring at her. They're in the bath. He's got weird shoes. I don't like his tennis shoes.
Yeah, the black shoes aren't my favorite.
But they're gonna. But
he's got a hot body, though.
He does have a hot body.
He takes care of himself.
And they do seem like they're gonna have fucking beautiful children.
You know,
I hope they make it.
If he was like enlarged to like a 75% size, he'd be a good giant from End of the Woods. He's got that look to
he
him.
Would.
He'd be a good giant. It's like, hello.
Hello.
I'm Cameron.
There are giants in the sky.
Boom. There are big, tall, terrible giants in the sky.
Boom.
I talked about another End of the Woods reference later on. Strangely enough.
Anyway, they're going to get, y'all, I think this is the first time
Lauren's had some white D.
I think it might be. And but she's not going to be disappointed. I can tell her that.
I mean, it's not just about black men the size of their penis. It's
and
more about...
And he's got a mushroom head, y'all. I can speak to it.
But think about how good men of color are in the bedroom, just the way they move.
No, but he's going to be so sincere, it won't matter.
You are so in love with him.
I am.
No one can say anything negative about him at all. You are like... You are
I will
wet
defend
for him.
Him. I will defend him, y'all, on Bunker Hill.
I hope you don't die on that sword.
If you come for Cameron, I will come for you.
Wow. Well, I guess we know
and
where
I
you stand.
I love her too. I just wish she wasn't around so I could get on that.
I love her too. But he hasn't talked about. Is this the first black woman he's dated?
I'd like to know. I've seen longer than you have, but it's not.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, then that means he knows what to do.
So we should move on to Carlton and Diamond, y'all.
Diamond and Carlton. Actually, it's kind of like Prince. Nobody knows.
So they're like sitting there, and he's like, they're kind of he's like kind of playing with her, and she's kind of giving him shit, and he's like, "Well, you better be happy you're pretty," and she's like. Where did we just go right now?
Yeah.
Like, he gets really weird, and now he's being an asshole.
He has a hat that says Daddy. Y'all, he is, I'm telling you, I am calling it now. Normally I want to be all supportive. He is not bi. I think he's gay, and I think he is, me thinks thou plays the part too much.
That's not the saying.
I know.
Me thinks thou dost protest too much.
I know.
Me thinks thou plays the part too much. I liked how you were so like, I know what I'm talking about. I'm going to say something that's going to blow your mind. Again, y'all, Oklahoma schools. We can thank Oklahoma schools. Me think thou... What did you... play the part too much.
He does.
And my face was like.
But I do. I just feel like, and you know, as somebody in the queer community, you want to be all loving, supportive. But I'm like, honey, I just want you to be yourself, live your truth. And I don't think that's with women.
It has nothing to do what's happened. It has everything to do with how he feels about it.
Yes. It's all about how, like,
if
yes.
If he would have told her. This is what I did when I don't, he may even say this long ago, I've always been cool with it and I'm okay with it now. I processed it.
He's not okay with it.
I want to be with you now and you're the most important thing to me now. Not that I realized that I blah, blah, and I had error my ways and I had blah, blah, blah. And that was in my past. You're my future. If you just say things like, you know, none of us really know who we are.
Yeah.
And I dated a guy but for right now, because that's all she can say, for right now, you're who I am. And I guarantee you, if he would have said that, and if she would have still walked away, she would have been the one getting flamethrowed instead of him.
Agreed. It's just that whole idea of true intimacy only can happen when you can be intimate when you close your eyes with a person in your head, and he can't.
Yeah.
It's sad.
No, and he said, in the past, I have sucked several dicks. This is Into the Woods, y'all. In the past, your father traded me beans to rebuild my ass. That's a good vamp for that song.
You're welcome.
In the past.
Penis. It was a big penis. And then I started one night and it was fucking
you know
me.
Sucking but raping me.
Not
doing
maybe
me. Well, that's
what
the song says.
It's in the strip. Rubbing through my asshole and I could have put a condom on him right there.
I turned him into a bi guy. Right. Or a queer.
Yeah.
Or a chair.
But I let him raw dog me and then it was fair. Womp, womp.
You know what?
Don't throw away the condom.
It's true. I actually think
that was actually less gay than the normal.
I actually think Stephen Sondheim, being the queen he is, would approve of that. I think he would have laughed.
Especially the gays. Ring, bang, ring. Come at us if you know the witches.
There's like three musical queer queens out listening. There that are like, yes, queen.
Anyway, y'all, he basically told her, and then she said, how do you know I'm the love of your life? And his response should have been, I can just tell you how I feel now, and I feel really strongly towards you. But instead, he got super aggressive.
Yes.
And like kind of lost it and screamed,
I feel like you're
fuck.
Not going to want me.
Uh-huh.
And like, yeah, and that was scary.
It was scary for me, yeah.
And then he was like,
it's his shame. That's freaking her out.
He literally
it's not
says, why
sexuality.
Can I not be myself?
Yeah.
It is his shame.
It's his
not
shame,
his sexuality.
Not his sexuality that's freaking her out. That's what she's picking up on. And that shame is like a gross, like dark cloud spreading through everything.
And what this has done, I really hope she doesn't stay with him. Because not because of his past sexual choices, but because what else is he hiding? Does he have debt? Does he have this? Does he have a kid? Like,
yeah.
It why makes you
we,
question.
Why haven't we talked about debt? That should have been something.
That's what I would ask in the room. How much student loans do you have?
What's your credit score?
Yeah.
That'd be my first question.
Oh, yeah. Because you know Barnett is
shitty.
What's
your mother
shitty.
Like?
Although he's an engineer.
What's your mother like?
Mm.
That would be a question I would have.
What type of Thanksgiving? Do you call it
what's,
dressing
what's
or stuffing?
What's your insurance like?
Yes.
Can I get on it? Thank you, car. Shut the fuck up.
I don't think you can hear it, but yes. Oh. Anyway, it was actually, I wanted to turn the channel a little bit, honestly, because watching him was painful because we've been through a version of that.
Yeah.
That was hard to watch.
Yeah. It was hard watching him go through a shame spiral.
We tried to fuck our way out of that one. And then.
And sometimes you can. Some Saturday mornings, y'all, you wake up feeling like you're on top of the world, looking down on creation, on the creation I can't find.
Fuck me harder till I'm numb.
Exactly. When the dick's big enough, you're numb down there. Anyway, who's next? Mark and Jessica.
Mark and Jessica.
Who, I love hearing the waves
like,
on the
who's
beach.
Like, oh my god, my normal type is a bigger guy.
That's the favorite thing in the world, the waves.
She basically tells him, we're not going to have sex.
And not to promote the stereotype that all Latinos are sexual, but Mike is trying to get it.
Mark. Y'all, this is going to happen the whole season, I can tell. Mark is trying to get his. Do you
crying.
See what I have to deal with, y'all? Every single name, he fucks up. And if he fucks it up one time, he fucks it up every time. Mark. I really believe if she had let him, Mark would have fucked her.
Oh, for sure.
And it makes me like this whole thing is a car wreck because he won't stop loving her. Because he's like a love addiction issue.
Well,
there's something there.
Agreed. I think they both have fucked up patterns. And the thing is, what makes me even dislike her even more, actually, is
wow.
when she says, because Mark's like, I'm going to feel like a virgin because I've never been sexually into someone like this. But when she's
Jesus.
Like, first of all, Mark is a good looking guy.
He
he's
is.
Got a great body. He's a good looking guy. And she's like, I like, he's not the type of person
I like
go for.
Guys.
I like bigger guys. I'm like, okay.
I like bigger guys.
And then it's that she doesn't communicate what she truly wants. And all of her, she's passive aggressive. Everything's passive aggressive.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So when she's like, so in this experience, I feel like people jump in too quickly. Instead of just
and
saying,
I don't want to do that.
Instead of just saying,
I don't want to
I
want to
get
right
to know
now.
You more until we have sex. That's all she had
I
to say.
I feel like people jump in too quickly, so I don't want to have sex right now.
And of course she doesn't want to go there because, Of course she fucking doesn't want to go there.
Yeah.
Because it's like there's probably a weird control thing with her.
Yep. She's withholding the pee.
She is gross.
I hate her so much.
I do not like her.
The last couple.
Barnett and Amber.
First of all, Barnett's got quarter nipples, which you enjoy.
I thought his body was hot. Y'all, I love it. Come at me if you like a big nipple.
It's like a old areola.
Maybe I didn't have enough milk as a kid.
I think, well, like, I don't
My
mind
mama
them.
Had to stop breastfeeding me at, like, 2 months old. You know why? Because my grandma Hazel, the Miss Doublet Queen, shamed her and said, why would you want to do that in public? And my mom said, well, I thought it's good for my baby.
Thanks, Grandma Hazel.
And then Grandma Hazel said, you want people to think you can't afford food for your baby?
Yeah, that's a thing. Yep. Like, my mother was the opposite because my mother was all about breastfeeding. She's like, how dare you stop breastfeeding your child?
Your mom was probably, but your mom was hippie and woo-woo.
She was. She was big into La Leche League, which is like about breastfeeding.
His mom smoked a lot of pot.
She's done some doobie. But I will say, my brother breastfed until he was almost three.
Wow. That's a lot.
I like latched off the tit when I was like 1.5.
Wow.
Yep. But she said, I just waited for him. Here's the thing. When your child can say, can I have a boobie? That's a time to pull off.
my grandma Hazel, which is so random. So here's the deal. She got on to my mother, yet she secretly breastfed her oldest child, my uncle A.W., until he was five. They remember him going behind the door and saying, Mom, I want teat.
Oh, my God. Like, little Britney's like, bitty.
And and she'd be like, okay, baby doll. That's what my Aunt Peggy says.
Wow. And she said, how's A.W. now?
He's dead. Died of a heart attack like 10 years ago. He's the oldest one. But it's like my Aunt Peggy and Aunt Darla said. They said, that's why she gave him everything.
Wow.
She always gave him everything. And he felt entitled. They said, that's why he always took everything and felt entitled to everything. Because
he took her breast milk.
Literally.
Just a little bit of a sidebar. I talked to my mother just recently. We were talking about that. And y'all, come at us if you have parents who call you and tell you about dead people.
Oh, God. I thought we were about
to family.
Be done.
So my cousin Karen, my mother, get on the phone with my mother and I just talked to her last night and she went and I said, hey mom, she's like, hey, you know, your cousin Karen. And I went, yeah. She's like, well, you know, her luck, you know, she dated, she found her first husband hanged himself and she found him.
Is this story going to be a trigger warning?
Maybe. So here it is. So, trigger warning. So, you know your cousin Karen. You know her. She never dated guys. She's had such shitty luck. Her first husband had mental, you know, he was bipolar, you know. Her first person hanged himself, and she found him.
God.
She's like, and then she dated, and then she was dated Mike Floyd, and she married him. And then they had a great marriage, and then he got mouth cancer and died on her. And she's like, and now, I don't know if you heard this, but she's been shacking up with that Patterson boy, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, and we were all really happy. And then he's been going for cancer trips. You know, they both smoke like chimneys, so they don't live well. They don't eat well. They eat like fried food every night long. And, you know, he was at the hospital the other night and everything was fine. And so then she brought him home. And so we thought, oh, my God, this is much better. And so then turns out I got a call this morning. He died in the night. So the funerals, you know, the funeral was like 3 days ago. Karen's doing okay. And I was like, she's had three husbands die. Mom was like, yeah, it's not funny, but what luck.
You ain't got the teeth, but when you are smiling, your teeth look more like an old picket fence.
Y'all, come at us if all your parents' stories end in tragedy.
God, I thought true love. You met another.
My first cousins had three intestines.
That's a country fucking story. That was a country fucking story.
I'm not laughing at it. I'm laughing because laughing is the only thing you can do. And my mother's like, she's doing pretty good.
Hashtag Southern stories.
I still like, you know, she's doing pretty good. She's like, you know, Karen's always been very strong. When you have three husbands die, you shouldn't have to be strong.
Mm-mm. You don't have to be strong.
My mother started out by saying, you know how she's always been, she's always been hard, some hard luck. Anyway, what about Barnett and Amber?
I mean, wow. Well, I don't even know what to say after that.
He does piss in the either hot tub or pool and says, if it's warm, I can't be responsible.
Barnett's going to want to piss in other things, too.
He's so gross. He's going
to
want him, like, drink
his piss.
I told
you I wasn't going to say this, but I am going to say it.
Uh-oh.
They're perfect for each other, and you know why? Because they're both... They're both trashy. They came from trashy families. You can tell.
I hate both of them, so...
He's drinking champagne from a bottle. He's hot shirtless. That's kind of all you need. They're going to fuck like rabbits.
He's going to fuck her to death tonight. And he's got a decent dick, y'all. It's not huge.
He knows how to use it.
Yeah.
Oh, they're going to like.
And he can go, I'll say this now, he can go multiple times.
Multiple times.
And like rollover minutes.
And he probably wants her to do coke off of his dick.
I could see that. I could see him doing drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who knows?
Maybe we're wrong, but that's all we got, y'all. So what is your straight people be crazy this episode?
My straight people be crazy is the fact that we're in Cancun, Mexico, and no one is offering me a four-way orgy. Last time I was in Cancun, like everyone, they must be at a resort where everyone bought out all their rooms. Because when I was in Cancun, they were like, guys asking me to fuck with, like, have threesomes
that's
with
true.
Them. Yeah.
Did you?
What's yours?
Y'all, my straight people be crazy is I don't get rose petals. It's just messy.
I don't get it either.
They're everywhere. It's not romantic.
And you have to clean them up before you fuck.
Yeah, they're in the bed. You've got to clean them up.
What if one gets in your vagina?
Come at me if your OCD makes rose petals a problem for you.
They bother me too.
Let us know.
Anyway, that's all I've got.
If you're bothered by us, go listen to our other shows at sissythattalk.com.
We've got Sweet Tea, y'all, our Southern Charm podcast.
We do. We've got our 90 Day Fiancé podcast.
Called 90 Day Gays.
We got River Mail. We've got one episode in Sabrina. We're catching up on those when
we can. It's back burner right now when the show's better.
Yes, it's true.
I will also say...
Oh, and Dear Maddie episodes and my stuff.
I will also say, y'all, take a look at our Sissy Squad. We're having a lot of fun
on our Facebook group,
Sissy Squad.
If you are not a Facebooker and you want to come at us, you can at 90 Day Gays at Twitter and Instagram.
And leave us a review, y'all. I finger bang myself looking at reviews.
And lastly, there is a Patreon comment section. So if you don't want to go on the Facebook, get the Patreon going. Little interactive group.
I've had too many vodkas.
You definitely have had too many vodkas. Y'all, these people, we call them lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love?
Yes. And if you decide to go to Cancun with someone you've met for 6 days,
call us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or is it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.